Welcome to Evolve Live Success Through Adversity podcast, presented by Flagler Health Plus. This podcast shines a light on experiences of people in the private and public sectors. You'll hear how overcoming obstacles has shaped their perspectives and made them better prepared to meet new challenges. Here is your host of Success Through Adversity, the publisher of Evolve Magazine, Howard Holley.
Hello, I am Howard Holley, publisher of Evolve Magazine. Welcome to our Success Through Adversity podcast. Our guest today is Bill Gallagher, president and CEO of SolarFit, a renewable energy company serving seven counties in Florida: Volusia, Flagler, St. John's, Clay, Putnam, Nassau, and Duval. Bill moved to Florida in 1970 to attend Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University and founded SolarFit in 1975. Let's get started. Bill, welcome.
Howard, my gosh, now I feel a lot older. I thought I was young until I heard that salutation.
I thought you were young until I read it.
Yeah, I don't even know if there was even sun back in 1975. It was so long ago.
Well, I my questions generally start off with, you know, how did you get your journey in business? But it's particularly apropos with what I said, because if you went to Embry-Riddle in 1970, how did you end up starting this business in 75? Tell us how that all came about.
Well, I moved from the Adirondack Mountains down to Daytona Beach to pursue two passions. One is aviation, the other one's auto racing. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't think of any other place better than Daytona Beach for that. So My plan was to become a professional pilot and fly Delta forever. But unfortunately, I could not. Timing was everything. Couldn't get on with the airlines. Really, I didn't deserve it because I'm putting around a 172 Cessna and everyone's coming back from Vietnam and and they're jet jockeys. So anyway, shortly after that, I went to work with the operating engineers. And right after that, I decided I was not really an employable guy for one reason or another. And I decided I got to start this business. And that's how it started right there.
So I want to probe around two things, Bill. Number one is, had you seen yourself as an entrepreneur, business person before? Sounded like you hadn't. You were going to do auto racing and aeronautical. And so what motivated you to start a business? I mean, that's not something you say, well, I can't fly a plane, so, I'm not a good racer, so I'm going to start a business. I mean,
well, some things are hereditary, and, with an Irish background, I won't talk about one of the things that people know about the Irish.
Yeah.
But, my father, my grandfather, they were all really self-employed people, and they were business people, and my father was the type of guy that, if something was working perfectly, he would disassemble it entirely to find out why is it working so well. And he passed that on to me, and which isn't a good thing to do in an airplane, incidentally. You want to keep that together. But I had a passion for mechanical things, and for some, I love math and things like that, and that, and my love for the environment. It just went together. Just like this is the perfect opportunity.
But you named it SolarFit in 1975.
Well, the actually company's name is International Sun Protection Incorporated, DBA SolarFit. But what happened was our friend Ron Rice had a very successful business selling suntan oil.
Yep.
And people kept calling me asking for suntan oil. I said, no, we're not in the suntan oil business. I said, I better change the name. So I thought, well, SolarFit, that's it.
Okay.
We'll be solar and people will be fit.
Yeah. Wow, that's very interesting, Bill. That's a heck of a journey. It's been almost 50 years. And so where your business is today, and particularly I want you to speak to the recent bill that was signed regarding environment and climate, and when it started in 75. Tell me, what have the peaks and valleys been?
Well, that's an interesting question, Howard. When we started in 75, there really wasn't anyone doing it.
Yeah, I would think
and
so.
There was no such thing as solar panels, so we had to make our own. So, since I had a background in running cranes and stuff, I would get a load of pipe, black pipe, and I would take the crane and I'd stick it up on the top of a condominium, and I'd actually physically go up there and make the solar system out of pipe and bends and figured out the dynamics and all that stuff, and that's how it started. And then we started making our own solar panels in our shop and stuff like that. And then it got to the point where we couldn't keep up with it. And then we started buying product. But now it's just the business has exploded to the extent. It's hard to believe, really. I just came back from California at our Solar Power International Conference, and there was like 20,000 people out there, and they're all so jazzed about renewables. So, you know, it feels like we're day one in the business, even though we're 47 years young.
Yeah, and that's so true. So, you know, tell me how many people you have, how, you know, we mentioned seven counties. Is that because you're only here in Florida? So tell me a bit about that.
Well, the seven counties we service is a function of what we feel we can properly service. Mm-hmm. So if you go too far beyond your comfort level and the customer calls and it takes too long to get there, it's not what we want. We want them to have the greatest experience ever and say nice things about us and be a good member of the community. So that's where the seven counties are. We're based in Daytona Beach, but our home really has always been Palm Coast. We started in Palm Coast when there were roads and cul-de-sacs without any houses. And they were, really, they were shipping people across. Remember, they didn't have a bridge, and they were coming across on the boat. So we love Palm Coast and Flagler, but that's we got about 30 people in the company, and they're all like family. It's just a small business, but man, they're hardworking people, and we want to see America get back to that, Howard. Mm-hmm. I think we're losing some of the impetus that got us, you know, where we are and where America should be right now.
When I look at the trajectory of your business, are you trending at a very significant growth rate now, and what's driving that? Or, and if not, why not?
Well, it's going quicker, really, than we can handle right now. And the reason, two reasons, is the ability to find qualified people to join our team, because we're really picky. We, you know, background checks and stuff like that. And the other thing is the constraints with supplies. It's just really hard to get them. We're booked through the first of the year right now. And if we could hire four more people right now, it would be great. But, you know, it's just really hard to find people that want to be involved in the trades. And that's what we need.
Yeah, most people don't really appreciate the value of that. You know, we've been over-educating people, right? People have good degrees but not great jobs. And so, you know, it's really about a good, rewarding job that allows you to live a standard of life that you want for you and your family, and that's what we've got to get focused on, okay?
I agree. I think we really need to get back. I mean, when you and I were growing up, there was BOCES and there was trade schools and things like that, where if a person didn't aspire to go to college, maybe it wasn't just right. You know, they could go into a vocation and come out as an electrician or whatever and make a lot of money. And now it's, you know, if you go to a four-year college and you get your doctorate, you get really good at channel changing. But you can't put a solar system on a roof from your home. You have to be out there hands-on, you know.
I'm a big supporter of community colleges because I think they fill a very important need in our communities.
For sure.
So let's talk about the recent bill that was passed. Most of our listeners probably don't really know how it impacts them. And I'd like to start with how it impacts you and your business and how that allows you and what impact it allows you to have with your clients.
Well, there's two parts of that. One is on the state level. Mm-hmm. And if folks listening in today are not familiar, there was a movement to really reduce the fair compensation people were getting when they put solar power on their home, and it went through the House and went through the Senate. And when it got to Governor DeSantis's desk, thankfully he vetoed the bill, and that allows people now to continue to be properly compensated. And basically what that means is when you put a solar power system on your home and you're generating energy, when you over-generate and you send it back to the utility grid, they're paying you the same amount of money as if when you draw it out of the grid. It's just absolutely fair way of doing it. Because, you know, we're all investing our capital in an asset that we want to make a fair return on it. So that's a good thing. The other part of it is the bill that was passed, gosh, probably into law about a little over a month ago now, and that extended the tax credit from 26% to 30% nationally, and it provided a 10-year window of surety, because there's nothing worse than, as you know, as an entrepreneur, unsurety will it'll drive you crazy. It'll just drive you. Just don't know how to operate your business because you don't know what's. It's almost like you're walking on quicksand. You don't know what's going to happen next. So both of those things were very positive for renewable energy.
So let me test my understanding of the second one. You're saying from a federal viewpoint, it increases the tax from 26 to 30 and guarantees that it will be applied to your taxes over a 10-year horizon?
Yep, got a 10-year window, and just
tell me about window means. What does
window? In my connotation means that we've got 10 years that law will be in effect without any changes.
Gotcha. Okay, that's what I thought you were saying, but I think that's important. Hey, Bill. One of the things when I read about both what happened at the state and what happened at the federal, as an entrepreneur, I don't see myself. In other words, all of the copy, the text, everything you read is about homeowners and putting it in your home. I don't. Can you speak to our audience of business people and entrepreneurs? And you know, can you speak to how this applies to a business owner and entrepreneur?
Yeah, surely. You know, residentially, it is one of the biggest no-brainers ever, Howard. Because what you're doing is you're trading a lifetime. Liability of a utility bill for a lifetime asset of free energy, free clean energy, and improving the value of your home. On the business side, it's even better because you've got the 30% tax credit plus bonus depreciation, which is basically accelerated depreciation. You can depreciate the entire item in 1 year.
I haven't heard of accelerated depreciation in decades.
Yeah, I made it up.
Wow. I mean, it used to be a big thing. You know, it used to be a big thing. It helped capital investment that businesses were making. Now it's straight line depreciation. So say a little more about that.
Yeah. So accelerated or bonus depreciation means that you can depreciate the entire asset in 1 year. And in many cases, this is extremely important. So if you take, and I don't want to get in too deep on it, but if you're a sub-S corporation, you have X amount of depreciation, and the higher your tax rate, actually the depreciation goes up. But between the 30% federal tax credit and the depreciation, you're looking at close to 46% that's covered by the government as an incentive for people to move to renewable energy. Now, that doesn't mean at the expense of other types of energy. I've always been an all-energy guy, and I'm not that guy that just says you have to have all this. Mm-hmm. You can't make a transition without doing it, at a normal pace. But the businesses that we have done locally, there's tons and tons of them. But we just finished. Got to give a shout out to our friends at Hudson Furniture. We just finished their facility in Sanford, their facility here in Ormond Beach. We're doing the ones in Altamont Springs. I mean, these are two young guys, entrepreneurs that really, really get it. And the economics of it makes so much sense. So if there's anyone listening today that has a business, whether it's a doctor's office or a manufacturing plant, if they don't already have solar, they should really look into it. They don't have to buy anything, but just look at the economics of it.
Mm-hmm. So that's very interesting about accelerated and plus bonus. Let me ask you this. We're in a world right now where LLCs are the fast business, right? People are working from their home. And remotely, they all have businesses. How do those two tie together? I'm working. My business is in my house, and I also, want to put this, on my roof. There, is there some benefit that I get running my business out of my home with regards to this? Can I deduct this as an expense? Is I guess my question.
That's really a great question, and I know the answer, but I can't tell you. And the reason I can't tell you is I'm not a CPA or a tax consultant.
Okay.
And I don't want to say anything wrong about it, but there are definitely advantages from working from your home and being able to use solar power. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. So when we hang up, I'll ask you.
I'll
ask you again. But
I've never been to jail, and I don't want to go back.
Yeah, I can understand that. I was over at the courthouse here in Flagler today with Tom Bexley, the clerk of the court there, and he was showing me the courtroom. And I said, the good news is I've never been in there.
Right.
That's the good news.
Yeah.
So listen, the premise of this podcast is to introduce you, other businesses like you, to our audience and, let them know what you're doing so they can learn from it. And one of the things we want them to learn is that success isn't a straight road, that people who are successful over 47 years generally face adversity at some point in time over that time. And so I personally, Bill, believe that you achieve success through adversity. It heartens you. It improves you. It, you know, when you overcome challenges, you are therefore better faced, you're better off facing new challenges that might come. Do you agree with that hypothesis?
Absolutely agree with it, Howard. I think one of the things that may be missing somewhat today is accountability, too, right? I mean, I'm in our company really, really big about accountability. It doesn't matter if you make a mistake, and you will. I don't know how many I make a day. I lost track this morning. But as long as you're accountable and your customers realize that, then you're going to be fine. But we've had, we call it the solar coaster. It goes up, it goes down. But that's where we get to this.
Tell me about yourself, though, Bill, personally. What are the greatest adversities that you have faced as an entrepreneur and a business person that have helped you get to where you are today?
Well, I guess I go back to what a lot of people face is they have this idea in mind as I combined engineering with the environment, right? But I'm not real good at a lot of things. I'm good at some things, but I'm not. And releasing that and delegating has been a challenge for me because I'm that guy when you go, hey, look, we're going to get on the river, and I've got a guide. And I go, look, I understand the guide. Have him step aside while I get down the river, right? I want to run the boat. Right. So that's been a challenge for the people that I work with. But there's been a lot. I mean, when the tax credit was in back in 1979, it was designed to be scaled down over a number of years. And instead of scaling down over a number of years, it stopped right at Christmas when the administration changed. And that just completely stopped the solar industry. So we had to pivot from, having 30 employees and 15 trucks on the road to having zero business.
Wow.
That's a challenge. But there's still about five guys that are in the industry that went through that with us, and the rest of them just didn't make it. You gotta buckle up tight. And I always say that adversity when you tighten your belt, it makes your shoulders look bigger. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of truth in that for sure. Right. So, Bill, I've enjoyed the conversation. I've learned a lot, and hopefully our listeners have as well. Can you tell us how people can reach you if they wish to do that?
Sure. Well, they can go to solarfit.com, and they can click on that, and they can get a free estimate for their home, which is pretty neat. But our phone number locally is 386-441-2299 or 386-445-7606.
Bill, thank you for being here. Listeners, we welcome your feedback and suggestions. Please let us know what you think. Email editor@evolve-success.com. That's editor@evolve-success.com. Visit our website, evolve-success.com. And if you wish to subscribe to view additional videos, podcasts, audios, as well as articles, go to evolve-success.com/subscribe. This is Howard Holley. Our guest today has been Bill Gallagher, President and CEO of SolarFit. Bill, thank you very much.
Howard, thank you, and thank you for the wonderful job you're doing up there. Awesome. Appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. All right, everyone. Take care.
This has been Evolve Live's Success Through Adversity podcast, presented by Flagler Health Plus. Subscribe to listen to more podcasts at evolve-success.com/subscribe. Send your comments to editor@evolvemagazinesflorida.com.